Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen.
Amen.
Love, love, love. The topic today is love. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. So what is love? I grew up really loving the Beatles, and I loved their song, All There is Love. All You Need is Love. And I love the Supremes, and I love their song, Stop in the Name of Love. In my 20s, as I was growing up, I always had to read a few pages from a book before being able to fall asleep. So I was reading the story, Love Story, and I came to the end of the book and burst into tears and woke up my roommate in the room next door. Why did I burst into tears? Well, the story of the love story is about Oliver and Jenny. Oliver went to Harvard College. He was very rich. Jenny was from a working class family, went to Radcliffe, majoring in classical music. And here are my great notes on this story. Oliver and Jenny fell in love. He proposes, she says yes. Jenny meets Oliver's parents. His dad said, if you marry her, I will cut you off financially. They marry. After graduation, Jenny becomes a teacher, forsakes music to support Oliver through law school. Oliver graduates. Oliver is hired as a lawyer in New York City. They try to get pregnant and are not able. And they discover that Jenny has terminal cancer. As she is dying, her last wish is that Oliver embrace her tightly before she dies. Jenny dies. As Oliver leaves the hospital, he meets his father, who has now rushed over to New York City because he wants to help his son. Oliver is standing outside the hospital on the street when he sees his father and says to him, Jenny's dead. And his father says, I'm sorry. And Oliver says, love means never having to say you're sorry. Jenny used to always say that, the end. Love includes being able to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Oliver's dad had conditional love. God has unconditional love. But love is many faceted and has many layers. So I ask again, what is love? C.S. Lewis explored it in his book, The Four Loves. It was philosophical and theological, and the types of love he explored were friendship, affection, eros, and charity. Affection, friendship, and eros are natural loves. C.S. Lewis believed charity was a supernatural love. And he felt that all these four were aspects of God's love. And yet, as we're growing up, we have needy love. And when that love is satisfied, we move on. But sometimes when we're growing up, Our need for love is not satisfied and we become needy adults. There is also gift love. It is free of expectation and doesn't need to be reciprocated. It is a very mature love. So we are called to be givers of love. So the four ways of love that C.S. Lewis explored, I invite you to explore and think about. Affection. It's rooted in warmth and familiarity. You can feel affection for your pet, for your acquaintances. But it doesn't necessarily lead to an intimate bond. In fact, sometimes we can begin to take others for granted. Now, the Greeks felt friendship love was essential. Friendship. How do we meet and make friends? For me, it's like the four seasons. We meet somebody, it's like spring. Something new is unfolding. And then in the season of summer in our friendship, we share and we grow together. In the fall of friendship, leaves begin to fall off. And we actually see the truth of one another. And in the winter of our friendship, we find that roots have gone deep. And we're able to endure. And we move forward in our friendship. God's friendship is expansive and includes everyone. And then we have the sacramental, sexual expression of eros, that physical communication, a love language. And the fourth love that C.S. Lewis explored was charity. God's love manifested in the world. And God's charity caused God to create us and the world so we can grow and learn and perfect ourselves and learn to love. Love can be so self-giving, so unconditional. It builds up. It doesn't break down. In the movie Love Story, the last thing Jenny asked, her one final request, Oliver, embrace me tightly before I die. God always is embracing us. And so today I use Piglet and Tigger in an embrace. A tight embrace. But sometimes we are mad at God and we pound on God, but God continues to hold us. How do we embrace each other in this pandemic where we're not meant to be but 6 feet apart? How do we convey love if we can't express it by a simple hug? It's something for us to really think about, isn't it? And sometimes, especially now, it's going to have to be through words. And God's eternal word is Jesus. And God's eternal sentence, phrase, echo for all eternity is, I love you. Love God who created you out of charity because God needed to manifest love. Love God with all your heart and mind and soul. On behalf of God, and on behalf of myself, I say, I love you. Amen.
Amen.